Trust me, I look at the scoreline. I'm a winner. And that hurts. But it's a good lesson for us because we've had some decent performances, and it's great to be able to play a team that has done exceptional last year, and you know, see him in the Premier League, which I think Chris has done a fantastic job. Look, the result itself, yes, it is disappointing, but if we look closely at the goals, I don't think they were fantastic goals. You know, they were very clinical. Brighton were very clinical, and you give an opposition time. And you give them a gift, they will punish you. And at times, well, I think the six goals, we gave them six presents. And like I said, you can't give oppositions like that presents like that, because they will punish you.
They were very difficult to live with in that first half, aren't they? Because their front three have obviously played alongside each other. They have all the understanding there. It's a test of character as well, isn't it?
I'm not going to lie, their movement was fantastic. You could see the way that their third man running was unbelievable. And, you know, we were ball watching. And that's something that we've got to get out of our system. And we've got to realise that if the ball's one side, players are moving. And the higher you get up the quality of the players, they can their movements can be killing. And, you know, some of the movement of Brighton in the first half was exceptional. But in saying that, we had periods as well where they couldn't deal with it. And when we did work well, when we worked well in areas, we'd done our job. But again, it's the difference that we've got to do it for 90 minutes.
Talking about that, obviously today you didn't give two teams, if you like, a half each. Obviously kept players on. I guess that's match fitness, isn't it? You've got to work up to that first game of the season.
Yeah, you have to. You have to be able to be playing 90s, and the way that I want to play, they've got to be ready for it. Again, it was a tough day for them. I'm not going to lie, but again, we would rather be playing tougher games than easier games. We want to get prepared. We know what the season's going to be like. We know how tough it's going to be, and we need games like this.
And so the players that sort of missed out today, I presume they'll get action on Tuesday and surely next Saturday.
Wednesday,
and the Saturday.
Wednesday, they will. They'll definitely get action. Again, I'm working them hard. So we still don't forget, it wasn't a normal week. I pushed them, so they were tired as well. So again, fair credit to the boys out there that played the 90 minutes, and the ones that felt great. Thomas coming on, I thought he was good. Again, first game in England, which is excellent. I was happy in parts, but just disappointed in the mistakes.
I'd say it's all about just building up for that first game of the season. Where do you feel you are, particularly in terms of knowing your strongest team?
Again, they're causing me problems, you know, which is problems that I want to have. The way that they're applying themselves in training every day is fantastic. They're pushing themselves. And again, I think it's a wake-up call because, you know, last year they had it differently. The system was different, and I've come in with a new system, and they've adapted. So, no, they're making headaches for me.
I'd say Bognor Wednesday, and then Portsmouth next week. I guess it's kind of hitting that peak fitness and full preparation in time for the following Saturday.
Don't care what you say. You've been in this game for a long time, and you know everyone says you want to get your 90 minutes in and all that. It takes a couple of games into the season to fully get your fitness in. You can't buy fitness. It comes with time, and it comes with games. So again, you've got to be the best you can be for the start of the season, but work towards a whole season, not just the start, not just the middle, not just the back end of it. You've got to be able to prepare, and this is where it's a team game. It's not an individual game, it's a team game, and everyone's got to be behind each other.
And the squad itself, like to be any additions before the start of the season, or any going out the other way, loans out?
When you like to know. I'm happy with the team. I feel I'm a young coach that is willing to help players, give them my experiences, give them my ideas. And again, they've just got to be confident enough to be able to accept the challenges that I throw down to them, because I was a confident player, and I feel like I'm a confident person, and I want to kind of get them to understand that.
So that's a big boost for your squads. What you're saying is there's guys here, you see plenty of potential, and you feel you can make them better players.
Of course. I think if you can make your players better, you make the team better. So again, we're working every day. You know, I'm not one of these that will demand. Well, I will demand, but I'll also ask questions. You know, I'm a realist. I'm not going to sit there and ask for stupid things. I'll sit there and know when to ask the right questions, when not to.